congratulations. Another doubleheader sweep for you guys in victory column 15-5. Got a little interesting in the second game, a tight one for you guys, a tight victory. It's been a while for those, 5-4, but overall it was good to see you guys pick up a pair of wins here today.
Yeah, it was a fun game. Honestly, the first game, I didn't really expect them to run roll at all. Looked at the score, and next thing I know, we were 10 ahead, and that was just due to smart base running and being aggressive and just hitting the ball really well. Second game, the situations kind of got us a little bit. Man, Nancy Wiebe today, she proved today that she can play softball. I wish she would have been playing the last 2 years.
You know, I was going to ask about that. How about that play from right field? Are you thinking, okay, Holcomb's got the base hit, they're going to go up 3-1. All of a sudden, she makes that play from right field, and not too many players can make that. Nancy makes one of those plays.
Well, I think that's just kind of a little maybe not knowing where to throw the ball situation, because I was yelling too. And she threw one and got her out. I think kind of caught the girl a little off guard, because that was a kind of a definite single hit, I think. And Nancy proved us wrong. So, Nancy Wiebe.
Yeah. And that was the only time that, one of the few times that you'd want your player not to listen to you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But it was good to put the hammer down when they could in that first game, get the 6 runs, get the run roll, and show what they could do there. The second game, Nicole really had a tough time in the first inning. And then she really settled down a lot of her pitches in the second, through really the rest of the ball game, and it was good to see your team win a close one like that, have to rally and hang on for a win.
Yeah, definitely. I think Nicole kind of showed some seniority in this game a little bit. She, you know, she had a little rough start, but she learned the batters, you know, during the first game, and kind of learned what to pitch him a little bit. And one of the things I talked to her about was, like, we noticed that the number 9 hitter doesn't like those inside pitches, and we got her on those inside pitches every single time. So that's definitely one of the things that Nicole's learning, and she is taken as a senior to take on her own and know what to pitch.
And, you know, probably the biggest play of the game that ended up turning out to be the biggest play was the 6-3 double play turned by Crystal Apple in the sixth inning. That ended up saving a run for you guys as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I think Crystal was kind of a little down a little bit, that she kind of missed that easy grounder. But, you know, that happens to even the best shortstop. And she proved definitely that she could take it on her own. And she, you know, Caitlin was there at second, but Crystal took that extra step and got her out at second and just cannoned her out at first.
Well, you go to 4-2, you're above 500. It's been probably been 4 or 5 years since Scott City's been 500, whether it be the regular season or at the end of the season. And you have 4 games in a row, back-to-back Monday and Tuesday, too, with Elkhart here at home on Monday and then 2 at Lakin on Tuesday. Opportunity to get some big wins there along the way, and you have some very winnable games at Lakin maybe on Tuesday. It should be a good one with Elkhart on Monday.
Yeah, definitely. I know we're definitely looking forward to Elkhart. I think we're pretty well matched. It's going to be a close game. There's not going to be, I don't think, nobody's going to run rule anybody. It's going to be down to how much we've worked on situations and talking and stuff that we proved in the first game today. One of the things that I think we need to work on, though, before from now until Monday is not swinging at those high pitches. That's what got us in the second game. I feel like we kind of repressed the team from a couple of years ago, where we would swing at high pitches and just got flyouts. So hopefully by Monday we'll figure that out.